This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, we still have a 10% unemployment rate across the board in the United States. And for many people, they're turning to their houses of worship to help them find a job. We're joined now by Rabbi Rolando Matalon. He's a rabbi at B'nai Jeshurun Synagogue in New York City. And the rabbi runs a series of programs to try and help his unemployed congregants deal with the stress of joblessness and maybe get them back to work. Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning.
You just started this program during this particular financial crisis. Why?
Well, we started seeing about a little over a year ago some people lose their jobs and turn to us to say, you know, if you hear of something, or if you hear of someone who had something to offer, please let us know. We started seeing people getting, anxious and concerned about being able to pay their bills and send their kids to school. And so some members of the congregation, as well as my colleagues, I have two rabbi colleagues, and we started figuring out what could we do to help them. And with the help of one of our staff members, Guy Felix Broad, we created what we call an employment task force, created to see what we could do to support members of our community who were either unemployed or underemployed.
And how does it work? People go to their computers and check kind of a community site?
No, it started with trying to assess what people needed. And we convened a group of human resources professionals, a therapist, a social worker, and so on, together with this staff member. And we decided that we heard what people needed. People needed emotional support and spiritual support. And then all sorts of practical support, such as career training, resume writing, interview preparation, and stuff like that, as well as networking. And so we started organizing in different ways to help people in those particular areas.
Rabbi, you talked about emotional and spiritual support. What lessons does the Torah have for your congregants about being unemployed and the stress of that?
Well, so there are several resources. Number one, one is, of course, to maintain hope and one's hope and one's vision, one's strength. The other one is community and the value of community to be able to turn to one's community for support. And so we started opening some of those resources for people. People feeling anxious and feeling hopeless, and as well as isolated. People are spending a lot of time at home alone on their computer trying to look for jobs. And that isolated people made them feel ashamed also and guilty that they were not able to provide for themselves and their families. And so we started turning to all sorts of resources, emotional resources, spiritual resources, and try to help them, as well as I said, as a community, which is, you know, the community is there not just to pray together and to celebrate together, but also to support each other at times of need.
Okay.
And that's exactly what we did.
Well, good luck with that program. That's Rabbi Rolando Matalon of the B'nai Jeshurun Synagogue in New York City.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.